Okay. Seder morning. We are in Tafir Shlom and Dalid Sifches. Sukkah She'ena Gavor. Tafir Shlom
Gimel.
Tafir Shlom Gimel. Sifches. Sukkah She'ena Gavor Asar Tvachim Psula. The first half of the Siddur talked about something, the tallest one, which is 20 Amos. Now, the lowest height a Sukkah could be is Asar Tvachim, or is it possible? Because it's not called a Dira, because you're too squished. Person can't. The person has to bend over and whatever to eat. That's not called a dira. So therefore, that's why it's called dira srucha. It's possible. The test. Ha'isa gavoa me'asara. Let's say it's taller than 10 trachim. V'hutzin yorim sachasara. Now we have by Ashimanus, we had the case of hutzin yorim that was b'mayit the halal of the sukkah, and we said that's going to work. But now we have the opposite case. Well, let's say it's a higher than asar, but you have tzchach hanging down. The tzchach asar, I feel im chabasim ruba mitzilasam psula. Even if it's the one area, it's chabasim ruba mitzilasam, it's possible. Because a person can't sit in the sukkah, which is under 10 tvachim. Oim hanoim. You're already in the Sochasara, Einam Psulim, but if you have, you know, all the Chinese streamers, or you have bottles of oil, or you have fruit, anything like that, which is for the noy, the Sukkah, hanging down, then they don't passel, because a person likes decorating his house, and he'd be willing to go ahead and live in a, live in a more squishy house, to put up like nice chandelier, nice thing, you know, whatever. You know, he'd be willing to bend down a little bit to go ahead and to live in a house like that. So it's not called Adira Srucha, because he appreciates it. The one thing which is brought down, Shabura brings down, is if you have a lantern with actual fire, or let's say you have a light which can get very, very hot and cause the schach to catch fire, then you have to be sure you put it down further. I don't know what that's said by an earlier siman. I don't know what the din over here would be, but al kapanim, if you have a bowl but it makes it hot and you can put it lower, is that called noy? I don't know. Yisholdom b'zeh, but in general we don't usually make our sukkahs 10 tefachim. Sif yud, ha'isa namucha me'asara. Let's say it was less than under 10 tefachim. Chokokpa la'ashlima la'asara. What you went ahead, you built it, you realized it was. You can only do it, 6 tefachim tall. So you went in with your shovel and you dug out another 4 tefachim, 5 tefachim, whatever, 4 tefachim to get to 10 tefachim. Yesh b'chakach shir hechsher sukkah, and it's zion, right, or bigger. Im ein bein chakach l'koytzel, if there's no, if between the depression, the pit, or whatever, so the koisel shosh tefachim, if it's less than gimel tefachim, because obviously if you dug under the koisel would sink in and koisel would fall, so you do it as close as possible. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, share, because we say lavud, and it's ki'ilu, the walls go all the way down to the bottom of the pit, and you're fine. Yesh b'neihem shosh tefachim, but if it's more than gimel tefachim, psula, because we don't say dofen akuma in this case, even though by Esrim Amos we say that if you have, you build a litztaba, you build a pedestal, a platform in the sukkah, and in Dala Amos we say dofen akuma, and it's ki'ilu the you memayit the schach, and it's ki'ilu the walls go diagonally, or however. Hocus and hit the bottom of the and hit the tztaba. We don't say that in this case, because if it's not 10 tefachim tall, it's not called a mechitza. it doesn't have a shein mechitza. You can't have a dolphin. If you get off a dolphin, you don't have an akuma. So therefore, it won't work. Where this is actually nogeya, the place can talk about. It's more doing it here in Eretz Yisrael, maybe also Chutzlars. I don't know. Is that when people make their sukkahs on their merpeset, on their balcony? So around the lip of the balcony where they put the bars and things is usually there's a lip, you know, with a place usually to sit, and they put the bars there. So the question is that what? Let's say you have a sukkah which is Zion El Zion, which only includes the shear until the on top of this the shelf. Is that considered part of the sukkah? Because here we're talking about if it's more than gimel, you have a depression, and it's more than gimel, so therefore it's not considered the lower part is not connected to the lower part here. If it's more than three, it's not connected to the wall over here. So too, if you have, let's say you put a wall here, or you have your sorgim or whatever it is, and it goes up and there's more than three tefachim, so you're gonna have a problem, maybe. So the different dinim are that if it's less than three tefachim wide until the wall, everyone agrees it's fine. It's just like the case over here, it's not a problem. If it's more than gimel tefachim, so then there's a discussion. If from the lip out from the where the sorghum start until the schach is less than 10 tefachim, and you have to mitzarif that which is down below, so you get into a machlokes. As a shari tshuva brings tshuva's dvar Shmuel, who says beikar adin it's okay. However, it's better not to. If you have anything else, but it's better not to build it like that. Chachila. If you have a bigger sukkah than Zion El Zion, you don't need that shear, but you need the dolphins, it's also a little bit better. If you have a halal of a sar tefachim, then like I said, the trashmul is makel, and the person can even sit over there and be considered under the schach. If the pedestal is less than 10, then it's also a bit of a machlokes. So obviously, when you get into shilohs on the mepasod, and there's a little bit, and there's a small place to do a sukkah, it's better to go ahead and just raise everything up with chachila, or go ahead and make it even, so you won't have a shiloh, a shiloh. Al-Khopanim, that's where it's nageya over here. Question I have, and we'll be nageya later, is can you put are you allowed to? Well, let's say you're being makel, are you allowed to sleep over there or sit over there? So the answer that the place can say is that it doesn't that it could be, it's okay. It's like the case of you have the slanted roof wall. You're allowed to sit under the place where it's under a sar tefachim, because it's considered a wall. So once you consider that part a wall to the schach, even though you're sitting inside the wall keilu, that's still okay. Hafresh lamed dalet. Sukkah she'ein ba shiva al shiva. If you have a sukkah which is not zayin tefachim by zayin tefachim, psula, that's not called a dira. It has to be the shear, which is machzik rosh of a rubel she'adam v'shulchan tefach. That has to be that a person's able, in order to be called a dira, a person has to be able to sit inside. And the shulchan tefach. Now, what we're talking about, what the post can say, is you're talking about the time of the Gemara. You know, mimaske hilchos pesach. They used to eat a haseba, lying on their side with a little table in front of them eating. So therefore, rosh verubo would be lying down and have a shulchan tefach, and that would fill in zayin al zayin. Discussion nowadays is what about now a person sit, he may take up less room, we still doesn't change. It doesn't change the shear. And we still go by Zion al Zion. In the Goyda in the shear lemaila, if it's Zion al Zion, doesn't make a difference. It can be as high as obviously Esim Amos, even though it's very very thin, it could be as high as possible. But the Dupoiskim do say Zion al Zion is bedafka Zion al Zion. But if it's not the area, so you can't say, well, I have gimel, I'll have a gimel by whatever, 3 by something else. You start playing around with it. If it's long and narrow, it's puzzle still, because there's not room for a person to sit in there with Rosh of a Rubo by a table. Beis imi agula, if it's a circular sukkah cylinder, tsar sheheba kedei larabea shiva al shiva, it has to be that where the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the place can bring down that the circumference is 29 and 2/5 tvachim. That therefore you'd be able to go ahead and put in that case you can put a diameter of Zion al Zion.
Doesn't it need Dalet Devonis?
No. No. As long as it's Ki'ilu Dalet Devonis, it won't be.
You can have 5 volts.
Right. Right. It just before the right. So it's right. So like if you look at it technically, you're right. A circle is a 1,000 walls, whatever. So that would be fine. Gimel yesh ba shiva al shiva nasa ba begadim anoi. So let's say it's Zion al Zion, and you put nice tapestry on the wall, you put the nice white material, things like that. Mamatim oisa mishiva al shiva, and that material makes it, you get it exactly, and it makes it a tiny bit smaller than shiva al shiva psula. So even though we just said before by the dira srucha, by the under 10 tfachim high, we said that the noi sukkah is not mamayedit. But that's because a person, he'll push down a little bit, he can bend down. But a person, you can't go ahead, you're not talking, the sukkah, however much kedusha is in it, we're not talking about, it's not talking about the kodesh kodashim, the aron, where the measurements don't exactly work out. You're not, maybe it will happen, but you can't rely on that. And therefore, if it's b'mayit the shear, you don't have the shear to sit in it comfortably, it's not considered a dira, and it can't, and therefore it's psula. Let's say you have Rosh Aruba Sukkah, you're sitting there. So obviously if you sit in the Sukkah and it's Rosh Aruba and your legs are sticking out, but you're sitting eating on your lap, that's fine. But let's say then you put a Shulchan sticking, outside the Sukkah, and you're eating, let's say it sticks in a drop, whatever, you're eating over there. So Achal, and he ate. Ki'ilu lo achal b'sukkah. It's ki'ilu you didn't eat in the sukkah. Afilu hu sukkah gedolah. Even if it's a sukkah gedolah, and you were sitting by the edge of the sukkah, and you had your table, on the edge of the sukkah. Gzeira sham yimashich achal shulchano is gzeira chachamim, that if you go ahead and you're sitting by the edge of the sukkah, or you're sitting in Zion al Zion, your shulchan is outside the sukkah. So even if you have your little plate over here, but you're going to go ahead and you're going to pull stuff over, you're going to start eating over here, you're going to be outside the sukkah, and you won't realize it. So therefore, it's going to be that it's going to be also, you're not yotzeim, it's a sukkah with that. However, like I said, if the shulchan is going in a tefach, like we had before, if the schach goes up to, the opening is over here, and you have just enough to put your plate down a tefach, then we don't say shemay yamashach, and that's rosh of a rubo of a shulchano, and that would be fine. But if it's outside the sukkah, it doesn't work. It's
part of the table.
All the tefach is inside, so therefore, let's say, for example, you have a little balcony peset or whatever, and it's not big enough to put a single person thing, not big enough to put a table. You take your dining room table and you put it next to the sukkah. As long as it sticks into the sukkah, the tefach, then you're fine. Tafish lamed hay. Din sukkah's ganbach v'rakvash. What is this? Sukkah Ava bishlo nas is a she mitzvah ksheira. If you have a sukkah, you know, that wasn't made for a mitzvah sukkah, it's kosher, v'hu shitiya asuya letzel. But it has to be it's some sort of hut that was made for shade. Because a sukkah, the point of the sukkah is sitting under the schach, which gives shade. As opposed to just, you know, there has to be that it protects from the elements. But if it's just there, to, you know, so a person wants in tznius, whatever, he wants a changing room, or he doesn't want people to see him. So a person made a little sukkah, a little thing on top, or whatever. So that's not good. It has to be it's made to protect himself. Kegoyim, sukkahs goyim. A sukkahs goyim is that it's not something which is let's say they're shepherds or something like that. It's not something kavua. It's not something made for shade. Noshim, it's a sukkah for women, which is made for tznius. Let's say, you know, there's a mikveh near it, whatever it is. Behema, it's for behema.
These
are good. I apologize. You're right. Made a mistake. These are good because they're made for tzeil. Sorry. The nashim is also there, so it's a small sukkah for nashim that they. I apologize. Whatever. It's in the sada that they want to have shade. Behema. It's for a behema, kusim, or the kusim made it, roim, if it's for shepherds, chayatzim, or it's for the, you know, for the harvesters, burgenin, or for the, it's a hut for the shomri ayir, soldiers, or whatever it is, shomri sados, or for the shomri, people want to watch the sados. Of a sukkah shenasis me'eleha psula, but a sukkah which is made, you know, lemaisa shul nasis letzel. So let's say you had by a building you had an atrium or some sort of alcove like a stairwell or something like that which opened to the top and people, you know, happened to be there restoring their schach, there, you know, before sukkah, and they went away for sukkah. So you want to use that as a, you know, as a sukkah. So that wouldn't be good because it wasn't made for anything. Even though it's technically okay, but it's puzzle. The fichach achoyte begodish, someone who goes ahead and he has a big haystack and he digs inside the haystack. Now, you know, the haystack is and on top it's kosher schach. So he goes ahead and digs out a nice hole. But so sukkah and a sukkah, that's not called a sukkah. Shari lo imer gadish zed tzel. Person didn't go ahead and make a haystack for tzel. And if you go ahead and we'll say, what's the big deal? I dug it out, now I make it for tzel. Tasa lo vina also. And there's no way to machshir it because you'd have to go ahead and take the top off and it's going to ruin the whole haystack, so you have a problem. If when you made the haystack, you had in mind, you know what, this is going to be a great sukkah, you made a chalal tefach, a mechach shiva, the shame sukkah. You didn't do a whole sukkah, but you went ahead and you said, well, maybe I might use it. So you made an empty space of a tefach, tefach by tefach, which goes a 7 tefachim, the shem sukkah, or let's say it's, you know, on the side of it, whatever. V'chaltat ba acharkach v'shlim ila asara. And then, you know, instead of a tefach al tefach, you dug down and made it ten tefachim kshir, that would be kosher. Shernas ischach shela letzel. When you had in mind when you did it, you left a place that you're going to want to make a sukkah there. So then the top of it is made for tzeil. Im hagadish gadol lo hiniach el chalal tefach hameshach shiva. If it's a very large gadish, and you only put a tefach, shiva shuv chachapah harbe. Then you didn't just do ten tefachim. You went you made it nice gishmak sukkah. But also about sukkah gadolah enek sheira kula. That's not going to work because you made a little thing and you made it much, much bigger. That's not going to work. It would have to be a much bigger a much bigger shear. So that whatever the, I didn't really say the shear has to, but there has to be something compulsive. If you went ahead and made a hollowed out from both sides, arba amos yaiser al shiva. If you went ahead and hollowed out arba amos, afa shiva psula. The schach pasul poisul min atzad, but arba amos. If you went ahead and you, let's say you dug further in. So then you went ahead and you dug arba amos, then the schach on top is a schach of tasa lumina osui, and the psul of that. So then therefore you need more than dal amos if that part wasn't made for schach. Hagavi ein lasas a schach kodem sheaser defano. So Rama says, in general, a person should not put the schach up before he puts the defanos. The ve'im also tefach samach l'schach. But if you went ahead and you made a wall, a tefach wall next to the schach, muter the schach kodem she'asa shar defanos. Then you can go ahead. You made a little thing, and you can go ahead and you finish the schach before you put the other defanos. Can becholkit begodesh. As long as there's a tefach, then we don't say. And then you finish the mechitzas. It's just like by the godish. There is a discussion in the Achronim. The Bach says that it is kosher, unlike the Ramah. However, many Achronim say not like that. You know, the Aruch Shulchan is nice to say it is kosher because, you know, on Shabbos, the point is there has to be, there is an oil there. Schach is an oil, and Sukkah has to did of an oil. So, you know, he doesn't know why it won't necessarily work. But however, they do the brings the Ben Ishchai talks about what if the mechitzas fell before you set it up nicely and then the mechitzas fell. So he says you have to go ahead and you have to put the mechitzas up. You have to put the thing up because otherwise it's not called tassel lamina osui, because the mechitzas have to be up first, or at least the tefach. So if you were setting thing, you're already right after Yom Kippur, it's all built, and then 2 hours before the sukkahs, they fell down. So yeah, and you better rush. Put them back up. You have to put the schach up, pick the schach up again to mekayim this Rama. So al kapanim, yeah. So this is that's the person should be makpid when you build the sukkah. The last thing should be after you've been talking, the last thing should be is the schach, unless you have an existing walls or whatever. But it's better to leave that to the end. Okay, let's see.